Welcome back to the second hour of 2 hours of Jewish soul music. I'm your host, Charlie Bernhout. This is show number 241 of March 17th, 2014. You've been listening to the first hour. You know that this is a broadcast of the outstanding Kumsitz that took place on December 24th of last year at the Westside Institutional Synagogue. And, of course, it featured these three wonderful cantors of the Upper West Side, Yanky Lemmer, Zevi Muller, and Chaim David Burson. And we've heard some outstanding chazanis, and there were some guests, and there will be some guests for the second hour. It was a wonderful evening, and I remind you that cantor Danny Gildar, the inimitable, wonderful, wonderful accompanist, he is so outstanding, and he just is a wonder, to say the least. And he was there for all the cantors, and it was a great evening. We had about 200 people there, and everybody wants to know, when are you going to have it again? We can't do these things too often, but perhaps, yes, there are thoughts, and I do have plans to run more Kumsitzes. I've been exploring perhaps doing one in Brooklyn, maybe one in Queens, one in New Jersey. A Kumsitz is much easier to do than a concert, to say the least. at least you're not going to lose as much money as running a concert and renting a hall and all that. But we'll leave that for a different discussion. So let's go back to that wonderful, wonderful evening, and we're going to hear Yanky Lemmer first up with Omer Rabbi Elazar.
Marvim shalom baulam. Amar amar Rabbi Elazar amar Rabbi Hanina. Amine chachamim marvim shalom baulam. Shalom.
shalom when I say shalom, so we show everybody that we really mean it. Maybe they'll hear it up to the UN.
Shalom.
Shalom.
Shalom, shalom.
Shalom,
shalom.
Shalom,
shalom.
Okay, as you can tell, it was a very enthusiastic crowd. Not only was it enthusiastic, you got to understand, this was billed as a cantorial kumzitz. So the vast majority of the selections were cantorial pieces. A couple of light ones, like this one that was it Moshe Oysher, I guess, made that popular in the 40s. But I loved it. And It was a very special targeted audience. We had 200 people there, and it was almost it was a full house. It was wonderful, just wonderful. And yes, we have to do more of that. Now, one of the exciting things is you never know who's going to step up to the plate, who's going to be singing, who's going to be contributing. And step forward, this young little fella, 8.5 years old, he came forward and he said he would enjoy singing. So let's hear Nosson. Nosson is going to be singing Yigdal. He was adorable, really. He was terrific. And you know what's so interesting? He knew it all by heart. He needed a little help on one word there. But I always think when I hear these young kids that you got to get them while they're young, because if you read the biographies of all the great cantors, they started young, very, very young. Okay, we'll get into that some other time. Let's go now to Chaim David Burson, a chazan at the Jewish Center on West 86th Street in Manhattan, and he'll be chanting Hashem Moloch.
Adui Shem Moloch Geus Lovesh Geus Lovesh Lovesh Adui Shem Moisis Azor Afti Koin Tevel Balti Moit
Amen.
Bravo. Let's hear Zevi Muller with Rozo de Shabbos. No, it's not the Pinchuk version, but it's one I think that you'll, I believe, okay, we'll tell you more about that afterwards. Zevi Muller, Rozo de Shabbos.
The Talmud tells us that for some reason, Aramaic, the angels do not understand Aramaic, and that's the reason Kaddish we say in Aramaic and not in Lashon HaKodesh. I'm not sure why Aramaic is special, but I think perhaps because the Torah, the Bible, is written in Lashon HaKodesh, and that's given to everyone. Torah Shebaal Peh, which is the Talmud and the Zohar, is written in Aramaic, and this is Torah Shebaal Peh, is our Torah, as we know. And I think that's the reason Aramaic has this specialty. And these one piece that we sing in Aramaic, very known piece, Rozo de Shabbos from Pierre Pinchuk. However, I'm not going to sing that piece because, and I'm sorry for that, but this is a beautiful, I think, a gem that Yosalem Mendelbaum wrote, another Rozo de Shabbos, and I think people don't know it because the Pinchuk piece is so famous. I hope I will not go back to the Pinchuk. We'll try to say that. Di Shabbos I Shabbos Di Sochi Das Berozo Di Echo Le Mishre Allo Le Mishre Allo Rozo Di Echo Le Mishre Allo Kadisho, yellow.
Das bis parshas misi troachro ve cholet yinin misabrin mino kato yile shabeso Niro Kadisho Kadoyil Shabeso Kadoyil Shabeso Is Yachtas Vis Parshas Misit Rachro Vecholedinin Misabri Mino Vecholedinin Misabri Mino Satras bechamoitrin legabe legabe maleko kadisho
selection, huh? Zevi, you don't have to worry about the Pinchuk version. I think the Mandelbaum version does it for you. Okay, that was Zevi Muller from the Westside Institutional Synagogue and Rosa de Shabbos, the Mandelbaum composition. Next, here, a student of cantor Danny Gildar. His name is Yanky Rustin, and he will be singing Morgane Ovos. Yanky Rustin, a student of Danny Gildar, with Morgane Ovos. Okay. Chaim David Burson of the Jewish Center on 86th Street. This is an interesting version of Habayin Yaakov Lee, and I think he got the audience involved beautifully. So let's hear Habayin Yaakov Lee.
Your help over here. Are you ready? One more time. Keep going. Beautiful choir, give me a hum. Yakili,
Well, as you can tell, the audience was with it, and it was a happening. It was such a delightful evening. It really, one of the best that I've ever, of which I've ever been involved, I just have to tell you. I loved it. I really did. Okay. Now, this will be a little different. This is a duet. And, you know, I'm telling you, a lot of this was spontaneous. There's a lot of spontaneity here. And that was one of the beauties of the evening also. Let's hear Yanky Lemmer with Daniel Schwartz. And they're going to be doing Ibona HaMikdash.
Who remembers the Cantor's World Forum? The Cantor's World Forum, right? Many a dispute we had on there and on Facebook later. And anywhere there's, you know, buzz about Pazonis, Daniel Schwartz is there. Sometimes Daniel Schwartz ESQ, sometimes on different pseudonames, which I will not have, you know.
Cantoresque.
Cantoresque. In any case, a great critic, ruthless almost. But kidding. But anyway, we're going to sing something.
We're going to sing lots of fun.
From Yardeni, we'll have some fun together.
Ibonne HaMikdash, Ibonne HaMikdash, Irtzi Ante Mare, Irtzi Ante Mare, Irtzi Ante Mare. Bishon Ashir, Bishon Ashir, Shir Chanash, Shir Chanash, Ovir Nana.
Come on. Bonne amine la scherzi anche male Sha ma shir shir khavar shurana nale Sha ma shir shir khavar shurana nale Yitzia in te male
Yonke Lemmer together with Daniel Schwartz. Yeah, you know Daniel. Okay, this next selection is Yonke Lemmer doing something, an interesting song. Very, 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 very interesting song. I think you may have heard him do it at other concerts. It's called Return Again.
Return to where you were born and reborn. Oh.
Return again with Yankee Lemmer. And the next selection, by the way, I just want to remind you, those of you who perhaps did not listen to the first hour yet, I know we have some people who just come to the second hour, skip the first hour. But the first hour was the beginning of this wonderful evening of Chazanis, a cantorial kumzitz. I just want to remind you that Shalom TV was there, and they recorded this and will be doing a program in the near future. It's been a little while. It takes a while to get to put these things together, but I certainly will alert you when this will be on television. I also remind you that this was done without microphones, and a lot of it was very spontaneous. Very, very spontaneous. And my thanks again to Danny Gildar for the outstanding work that he does in helping to put these programs together. Next, we're going to hear Zevi Muller with Av Horachamim.
So as we all enjoy tonight, and thank you, Charlie, again for organizing this event. Such a beautiful event. Thank you. I just want to say that historically tonight was a sad day for the Jewish people. It's called the Nitelnacht because this was usually a time that was prone for disaster. Many pogroms happened this night. You know, people came back from the church and heard the minister talk. So I'm going to sing Av HaRachamim from Malavsky. Av HaRachamim is a shtickel that we daven. We do some Shabboses, and this was written after the pogroms of Tachentat. Oh.
shoechen meroem mi berachamov ha'atzumim u'ifkoit berachamim u'ifkoit berachamim ha'chasidim ve'ha'yishorim ve'ha'atemim mi Kehilo es ha-koedesh, shemosru napsho. Kehilo es ha-koedesh, shemosru napsho. Shemosru napsho. Bechayem uvemoisom loini frodo. Bechayem uvemoisom loini frodo. Oh, bechayem uvemoisom. Uvemoisom elo. Shorim kalu mei arroyos goveiro Lasso es retzo in koinom vechefet zuerom Mine shorim kalu mei arroyos goveiro Lasso es retzo in koinom Lasso es retzo in koinom Eloikeinu letoevo yizkereim imeshiyar etzadi yikreyo elah shiar tzadik elom iskerim letoevo iskerim im shiar tzadik elom
Beautiful. That was Zevi Muller with Avrachamim. Okay, we're coming to the end. Well, we're going to have some closing selections, but I just want to mention the need, I think, to have more of these cantorial kumzitzim. They're lots of fun. They're perfect for your shul. And I would like to say if any of you, particularly here on the East Coast, are interested in having a cantorial chumzitz in your shul, just get in touch with me, and I certainly will do all I can to help you with the arrangements. They're not difficult to run, and if you do have lovers of Chazonis, you need a few people to step up to the plate. You know, every area has the few who are ready to step up. Like in Highland Park, Eddie Braun and Jay and Sandy, they love Chazonis, and they are determined to see that it's brought to Highland Park. We have people in various parts of Jewish communities. It's very sad to say there are some where they don't participate at all in it. And one that I keep dreaming of having something is Tinek. I mean, Tinek does bring in a chazan every so often, but with all the shuls that they have and all the Jews that they have, it should be a center of chazanis. And, well, it's a goal of mine to make some breakthrough there sometime in the future. Okay, we'll go on for another 9 or 10 minutes with the closing selections of the Kumsitz. Three selections, which I'll play without interruption. First, it'll be the trio doing Yerushalayim Shel Zahav. The trio, again, will be doing Adon Olam. And then all the cantors will be doing Shir Hamaalos. So if you were at this wonderful event, I'm sure that you enjoyed hearing this again. And those of you who didn't have the opportunity, you do have a good taste of what you missed. It was just a wonderful, wonderful evening. Okay, here we go.
Let us מחף סוכל אזי מלך שמו נקרא אדון עולם אשר מעלה בטרם כל יציר נברא להתנסה מחף סוכל אזי מלך שמו נקרא ויחרר ככלות הכל לבדו ימלוך נורא והוא היה
for coming. All the Chazonim, please come. We would like to end up with all the Chazonim that sang tonight. Thank you so much for coming.
All the Chazonim.
Well, as you can tell, everyone was having a great time, for sure. And you can have one like this in your shul if you put your mind to it. And you know how to reach me at cbjmusic@aol.com. cbjmusic@aol.com. I'll do everything I can to help you, and it'll certainly be worthwhile. Thanks again for joining with me, and shalom, everyone.